Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Time to talk company results with one of the largest and leading technology platforms on the African continent, MultiChoice, a company that has been plagued by a number of challenges, not only a number of its investments and opportunities that it's embarked on, slowly taking time to pick up, decline in its subscriber numbers across various markets, but of course, the debt burden that it's seeing increasing substantially. To tell us more about the challenges the business has had to overcome and will continue to navigate is the Group CEO of MultiChoice, Calvo Mawela. Such a pleasure to speak to you as always, Calvo. Thank you for your time.
Good evening, Gugu. Good evening to our listeners, and thanks for having us.
Always a pleasure. I know the last time we spoke, there's been a lot of opportunity that MultiChoice has actively participated in, naturally adapting to the competitive environment by transforming from just being a broadcaster into a technology platform. The investments you've made still taking some time to pick up, and unfortunately, the macroeconomic conditions you're also operating in not proving to be favorable and really impacting your numbers significantly.
Yeah, Google, we had to navigate a very challenging macroeconomic environment in the markets that we operate in. In this past financial year, we were very deliberate on what our focus is going to be. We said we will manage this business for cash, which means we'll focus on our financial metrics, which is our revenue, trading profit, and free cash flow. What we did, despite having a hit of 4 billion rand in Forex, especially coming out of Nigeria, is that we've been able to accelerate our cost savings. We've delivered 1.9 billion rand in cost savings. We've managed to make sure that the rest of Africa continues to deliver positive trading profit. It increased by 48% to 1.3 billion rand. And on the South African side, despite load shedding being at its worst stage in the last financial year, we have kept our trading profit margin at 26%, which is what we guided the market. And we're very proud that we've been able to launch Showmax 2.0, which was very successful. Mm-hmm. SuperSport Bet was also launched. Moment, our fintech business, also launched. So these are new business lines that we promised to bring into the market, and they're beginning to generate revenue instead of ideas that we had a few years ago. So overall, challenging macroeconomic environment, but the team has worked really hard to deliver positive leverage across the businesses that we operate in.
Calvo, there are a few headlines that are reporting that the business is technically insolvent given the negative equity position. Help us contextualize how you are likely going to navigate this and the detail in the numbers regarding this challenge.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at what drives this negative equity, it's non-cash related to IFRS. In terms of the accounting standard. But if you look at the underlying business in terms of cash, we are sitting with 11 billion rands of cash. So the technical insolvency really, it's nothing related to cash. And it's related to some things that we did ourselves. For instance, there is a put option around the Showmax with the Comcast partnership. We invested in technology and we decided to write off all that investment that we've made in technology. And of course, we have satellite leases that goes long into the future. But if you look at the underlying cash position of the business, it's very solid. And that's why we are not concerned about the negative equity that that we found ourselves in, because the underlying business has performed very well. As I said, when you look at the three metrics that we've spoken about, revenue, trading profit, and free cash flow.
Mm. And maybe let's talk about how you plan to navigate the environment, because a lot of it has to do with macroeconomic factors impacting some of the markets that you operate in. Help us understand some of the strategies you might have in place in terms of managing not only that, but also the rising debt levels that you are incurring.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at what has happened in the past financial year, and it's something that the market has always asked for Nigeria to move into, which was remove oil subsidies, and secondly, as well, let the Naira float and the market decide where it should trade against the dollar, for instance. The new government has executed on that, and it's positive in that we believe very strongly that it's short-term pain for long-term gain. And the market is going to stabilize over the long term. Inflation is going to come down. In that way, then, everybody begins to adjust to the new normal of the market in Nigeria, and we should still see subscribers coming in. On our side, based on high inflation and forex depreciation, we put in double price increases. What we saw, which was what we expected, was that we are going to see a decline in our subscriber numbers, but the quality of the subscribers that are coming in as a result of us having removed subsidy is people that are able to afford our product. And we still believe very strongly that our proposition is stronger than anybody else. We have got the best in local content, we have got the best in sport, and we have got the best in international content. We have got both linear and the Showmax platform that have demonstrated that they can do well under normal circumstances. Mm-hmm. And the team is also focused on making sure that the underlying business, if you look at this business on an organic basis, you can see it's shooting the lights out. The drag is around the macros that we are facing, but we are responding to them positively, and that's why we're able to deliver the results, as I've already shared with you.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because it really has been an important transition you've undertaken in the last few years to diversify your operations in a very competitive environment. And as you've mentioned, this has also garnered the attention of international partners. Canal Plus, it's a question that I'm sure you've been asked consistently in the last few months. And I'm hoping that you can indulge us as an audience, as shareholders, as customers. Where are we with regard to this deal? And should it go through, there's a lot of concern around some of the complexities you'll have to navigate. Are you able to share any details here?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at, they are operating in French-speaking Africa, we operate in English-speaking Africa. Surely, by combining the two businesses, you should be able to see something positive coming out of it with regard to going to buy content, production, and just sharing of resources. There should be some synergies that are realized. And that's why, as a board, we decided that we're going to support the initiative by Canal Plus to bring the two businesses together. We believe very strongly that this will be a powerhouse on the African continent. Should the deal be able to go through, and we should be able to compete much better with the likes of Netflix and many others across the world. What we also think it's very important to make people aware is that we are doing this in a cooperative manner. We have issued a joint circular indicating where we are and what our thinking is in terms of this combined business. And now we're getting to a stage where we need to approach regulators for approvals, and very soon we'll make pronouncements on when we're going to do that and start engaging with regulators to try to get the necessary approval. So we are on course, cooperative, and we continue to work very closely to try to get this deal over the line.
100%. Calvo, thank you so much for indulging us, navigating some of the uncomfortable questions we have to respond to. But it's a tough environment, but as you have highlighted, the business is responding favorably and there's a lot more growth opportunities we can anticipate. Thank you again for your time, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Calvo Mawela, the Chief Executive Officer of MultiChoice Group there, giving us some context into the company's earnings that have been shared today, and really unfortunate circumstances where the macroeconomics are just working against them, unfortunately, but lots of diversification in their strategy to enhance their positioning as a key player. And as a result, that's why it's actually getting the attention of Canal Plus.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.